So they reject the Holy Ghost. They reject Jesus as God. They're all messed up. They reject the bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ. All right? Now this one's bad. This shows they don't even read their own false Bible. Turn to John 20 and verse number 26. Look, the disciples even doubted this very question on whether Jesus had bodily resurrected or not. This is something that Jesus directly addressed in the Bible on a number of occasions. John 20, look at verse 26. Let's look at Thomas. And after 8 days again, his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, "Peace be unto you." Then said he to Thomas, "Reach hither thy finger and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing." And Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." After he felt the actual wounds on Jesus. Turn to Luke 24. Look, the disciples thought he was a spirit too. The disciples made the same mistake. Then Jesus answered it, but the Jehovah's Witnesses still believe the same thing. Okay? Luke 24, look at verse number 36. We've just read this, right? Right? Luke 24, look at verse number 36. "And as they thus spake, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said unto them, Peace be unto you. But they were terrified and affrighted and supposed that they had seen a spirit. And he said unto them, Why are ye troubled? And why do your thoughts arise in your hearts? Behold my hands and my feet, that it is myself. Handle me and see." He's saying, "Touch me, for a spirit hath not flesh and bones, as ye see me have." He had flesh and bones right there. Jesus said it from his mouth. "And when he had thus spoken, he showed him his hands and his feet. And while they believed not for joy and wondered, he said unto them, Have you here any meat? Let's take it a step further. And they gave him a piece of broiled fish and of an honeycomb, and he took it and he did eat before them." You think anything's an accident in the Bible? He ate before them to show that he was flesh and bones. To answer this question. I mean, this specific false doctrine was directly addressed in the scripture. The New World Translation, here's the mind blower of it. The New World Translation says this. It shows they don't even read their own false Bible.